The village of Melrose may be small, but that hasn't stopped the school from competing in New Mexico's Supercomputing Challenge.
Okay,
after school on a Monday night, sisters Lily and Heidi McFarlane, along with their sixth grade classmate Owen Knight, review comments from a recent presentation of their project that they say could help crop dusters improve safety and efficiency. These students had to understand how to use a program to write code, to solve problems, which for some students like Lily McFarlane, took time.
We had no idea what to do for the net logo, and that was just the start of it. Like, we had to do the codes, and we had to make a model for it on the computer. I didn't even know how to operate a computer, and that was pretty weird because I'm in this grade.
McFarlane says understanding how to code and learn computational thinking was just like trying to get to know people.
You know how you make a new best friend and then you finally see what they're thinking or what they might think? It's kind of like that with a computer.
For over 16 years, the Melrose School District has set aside funding and students have worked concessions to be able to fund teams taking part in the challenge. Nearly a decade ago, a Melrose team won the state competition. It was a big win for the school district that doesn't offer computer science classes. This after-school activity is pretty much their only option, according to Superintendent Jamie Widener.
We don't have a computer science class, per se, but our science teacher takes care of that, Alan Daugherty, and kids get an opportunity to code and program computers based on something that they see a need for. It gives them an opportunity to see things that they wouldn't necessarily get if he didn't do that program.
Any of the suggestions they made for you, you're going to try to incorporate.
After a full day of teaching science classes to middle and high schoolers and driving bus routes, Alan Daugherty, or Mr. D as he's referred to, returns to school to help Melrose students in the challenge.
It's given them a chance to get some entry-level computer science skills, and that's something that we wouldn't be able to offer here in a small school, you know, very easily otherwise.
During the last 10 years, jobs in computer science have grown in the United States. A 2017 Department of Labor Statistics report showed 3.9 million were employed in the industry in 2015, up from 3.2 million in 2009.
To meet demand, states are implementing education policies for computer science. New Mexico does not have a statewide plan. States like Colorado have adopted funding measures and are working on adopting standards. Texas has a requirement for all high schools to offer computer science.
So, does this supercomputing challenge help fill voids that exist in New Mexico when it comes to computer science education? Challenge Director David Kratzer says it can help fill that void and also works to provide various outreach programs to a younger group of students to address the wide gender gap in computer science jobs.
We realize that we need to get kids interested at, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade level, and then we won't have this disparity in our gender gap.
Students from rural communities have used the challenge to find success. Maricel Gamboa is the oldest child of immigrants from Salem, New Mexico. She's a computer scientist and division leader at a national lab in California. While attending Hatch Valley schools in the early 1990s, she took part in the challenge. She says her school didn't even own a computer then and had to log in from a dummy terminal to a supercomputer at Los Alamos to work on their project.
I absolutely would not have had any exposure to computers until I would have been in college. And I don't know if I would have, you know, ventured into unknown territory at that point.
However, Gamboa says the challenge is not a panacea for the lack of computer science opportunities in rural areas due to the high poverty rate across New Mexico.
Extracurricular programs like New Mexico Supercomputer cannot fill the gap due to those students will not be participating in those programs because they're out helping support their families, correct? So the school system has to provide something during school hours.
In Melrose, Scholarship Help has kept students attracted to its program. Alan Daugherty says every senior who completes the supercomputing challenge has received a college scholarship. Daugherty says as long as students want to take part in the challenge, he's willing to take the time to do what he can to help them.
And the kids enjoy this, and as long as they're happy with it, I enjoy working with them and helping them out with it.
With the help of the program and Mr. D, These kids in this small village of 700 will see if their projects find success in New Mexico's Supercomputing Challenge, an experience that may lead to college and building a career in the field. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.